And I don't know if this is, we
don't have to stick with this, but I guess speaking about ways that you would overlap, combine your different creative talents, or, well, we're doing partnering next time, but I guess,
well, I think
the kinds of skills you need to bring to.
Well, I think this specific section might be more on your individual ability to harness different aspects of your creativity, and the next one would be more about taking other people that can help complement what you're able to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Do you have anything that you want to start with, or I have questions, but it, and Kim, where are you based?
Baltimore.
In Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And Joan, where do you live?
Also.
Up there.
Yeah, also Baltimore.
I'm curious about what it means to have an arts community or a creative community in a place like Southern Maryland versus the big city. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to have a creative career down here? Or do you have to travel if you're going to succeed in this?
I don't think traveling is a necessity, but I think it's a good skill to have, because
it really is a skill.
You need to learn how to talk to different types of people wherever you go and still make whatever you're making relatable, desirable, something that they want to be a part of or buy. And I deal a lot with conventions, and I've done conventions all up and down the coast, Maryland, DC, Virginia, Georgia, yeah, a bunch of different places, and people are different everywhere. You really have to be able to go with the flow, think creatively on your feet to really push your ideas to different types of audiences. And I think a Southern Maryland versus Baltimore is a good example of that, because in Baltimore, like especially music scene wise, it's a lot more fast paced. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
But somewhere that's more like rural, you would have to be able to drum up the interest more yourself than relying on the community that's already based there.
Visual arts.
Visual arts. And now that, having just been to an opening last night down at the Amory Gardens, and then tonight, and I suggest it's right across the road, go to the Calvert Art Gallery, mm-hmm, where they have a whole exposition dealing with Africa, people inspired by African art. Something, if you are not familiar with it, and it's just across the street, and they have great hors d'oeuvres. So it is well worth it to go there at 5 o'clock.
Right. For the promotion.
Yeah. And I am not a visual artist, but I work with them. And I brought this book to show, because it's an example of a collaboration in one sense, that this is done by a creative art, a graphic artist who's also a creative artist, Suzanne Sheldon. And she put together a collection of poems on paintings, mm-hmm, on various aspects of birds and on the wing. And she put together a book called Feathers, which, write it down, because I urge you to look on Amazon, because it's there. I didn't bring it, but it is a collaboration between a painter, Megan Richard, and myself, but masterminded by
Don't hold back on the curtain.
Creative writing, and somebody who barely seemed able to write a poem a few years ago is now writing science fiction and detective stories. And he actually is very intelligent and very learned, but he hid it. And he also brings all sorts of good cookies to it.
So Lisa, you have some insight into, I mean, I'm curious about how do you, I hate this verb, grow a community. How do you
I don't know. It's in the old library, it started, and one day an artist friend had a poem she wanted to send to music. My spouse, who's a writer, Clyde Farnsworth, plays violin. He came and played a man named Rocky Jones, who has gone on to great things, had an acoustical guitar. Somebody else who was staying with us had a classical guitar. And suddenly we made that old library rock.